Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chip Bell is here. As I know, I'm excited too. Chip is the founder of the Chip Bell Group. He's the author of so many books. I had to bring them to the studio in a wheelbarrow. Take Their Breath Away is one that he's written with our other buddy, John Patterson. Wired and Dangerous, Service Magic. You're starting to get the picture here, right? And also Sprinkles. That's the last one that I know of that's new. He's our good friend Chip Bell. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. So
yes,
was that Sprinkles, is that the last one?
That's the last one. I've got another one coming out first of the year.
All right. Well, great. Well, we're looking forward to hearing about that. We expect to launch it on the show.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great. You can count on it.
I'm going to tell you something that you won't be surprised about, but other people might be surprised, at least to hear me say this. I love difficult customers.
Me too.
I mean it, folks.
I do too.
I love them with all my heart.
I do too.
Because when I see a difficult customer, that's Jim Blasingame retirement customer.
Yep.
They're going to be with me as long as the two of us, one or the other of us, live. What do you think? Tell them why we feel that way.
Well, I think several reasons. It's why Zig Ziglar always said about to salespeople, I love objections because objections give me direction and teach me a lot.
And show interest.
I think it's the same thing. You know, customers who get turned around, who get a new opportunity through great recovery and how you respond, now are operating on proof. Before that, before something went wrong, they were operating on pure faith, you know. So to give the customer a chance to see you at your worst and see you deliver a great customer service recovery can cause that customer to be with you. Research shows customers who have a problem and have them elegantly solved end up more loyal than customers that have never had a problem.
If you take care, see, here's the thing people don't realize. Most difficult customers know they're difficult.
Yes.
They do. They really do.
Yeah, absolutely.
They know they're difficult. And so if you can find a way to connect with them, make them comfortable with you, and then they realize that you're not trying to placate them or you're only trying to serve them, and you're not judging them for being
different,
difficult either. You're not judging them. You're just trying to go the extra mile. They'll walk around whatever is in front of them to get to you when they come back.
You got it. I have a good friend of mine who says, when you have a tough customer, just love them anyway.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. Many decades ago when I was working my way through college, I was selling carpet. And there was this customer, this couple came in, and they were the funniest looking little customer. She was German. They're both professors. I mean, I'm sorry, they're both doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so smart they couldn't talk to regular people. I'm serious. And they were kind of strange people. She was German. You couldn't hardly understand her with her accent. He hardly said anything. And the whole, when I first met them, all he did was shake his head. Every time I would say something, I'd look over, he was shaking his head. I'm thinking, my God, I'm not making any progress at all. I wore myself out, and I finally sold them. And when I said, okay, you know, basically, will you take it? He reached for my pen while he was shaking his head. I realized he had some kind of palsy or something or other.
Right, right.
He wasn't telling me no. He couldn't help it.
Exactly.
I thought he was telling me no all this time. I was working my rear end off.
Exactly. How quick it is we make assumptions.
But because of all the stuff going on with them, they were really difficult to work with.
Sure.
I never, whatever they needed after that, they just.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have to sell them. They just came and got it from me.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, it takes an art, but it starts with compassion.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people don't don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Exactly right. So what are some of the things that we, you know, there are a couple of kinds of difficult customers, right? One is a difficult prospect. They're just difficult. They're just hard to deal with. And the other is the customer who's got a problem.
Yeah. And I think we have to start with assuming innocence. Always assume innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go, here they come again. Oh, I know they're going to be difficult, because I think that here again, the assumptions like you did in college can come back to haunt you. And I think if we start with that assumption of innocence, we are on our path to making a difference. And so I think it starts there. You had mentioned earlier in your lead in about customers from hell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there probably are a few customers from hell, those really evil, malicious people who want to break your system.
Yeah.
But I think more often it's customers who've been through hell, and they look and act sort of alike, and we assume these are the evil people, when in fact they may have some difficulty, or you know, we don't know what's going on in their lives. And so I think starting with that assumption of innocence gives the opportunity for us to learn a lot more.
I had a client when I had my consulting company. I had a client that was really difficult, but he had a good sense of humor. And so I got to the point where whenever he was giving me a hard time that was way over the top, I would make a little mark on my notepad. And he knew, he figured it out. He knew I was putting down a mark to know how much of a factor to multiply my fee for.
There you go.
And he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Every time I make that mark, there's a factor I'm going to charge you extra for having to put up with that." And he called it an expletive factor.
Duty pay.
And so every time he'd see me do that, he said, "You're going to charge me extra for this, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir, I am." And he thought that was the funniest thing in the world, and he paid it every time.
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Because he knew he was difficult.
Well, sure.
And he
like you say, customers know. Those
and I was putting up with him.
Yeah.
You know?
They know. Yeah.
So that's when I the story I was telling, when I met this woman who said she had the customer from hell, she was bemoaning it. I said, "You should never have that.
No.
Should charge her extra, him extra, and beg them to come back so you can charge them more."
Yeah. You know, a complaining customer is my best friend.
That's exactly right. I need a website, Chip.
ChipBell.com.
And the new book is Sprinkles?
No, the new book is just that's out now. Yeah, oh. The one just came out is Sprinkles. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's the one. But the next one coming out.
The next one's going to be called probably Enchanting Customers.
All right. But the one they can actually buy right now, which is what
Sprinkles.
We want them to do, right, is Sprinkles.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
So wherever books are sold, folks.
Books are sold, Amazon, they're all available.
So check it out right there. Or anything, find it's a library of books, folks, that Chip has written. You'll find something new that will work for you there. 20 after, right back with Chip Bell. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.